Hey everyone, welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let's get real for a second. Life these days can feel like a constant whirlwind, right? Notifications buzzing, deadlines looming, social pressure mounting. It's exhausting. So how do we find that precious inner peace amidst all the chaos? Well, today we're diving deep into something absolutely crucial. Creating a safe space for self-reflection and introspection. Ever felt like you were just going through the motions, reacting instead of truly living? Like your thoughts are a tangled mess and you can't quite untangle them. That's where introspection comes in. It's about taking a step back, quieting the noise, and honestly assessing who you are, what you believe, and what truly matters to you. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Easier said than done, right? But trust me, it's absolutely possible. And the benefits? They're game-changing. Increased self-awareness, better decision-making, stronger emotional resilience, those are just a few things that come with cultivating a space for introspection. So how do we actually build the safe haven within ourselves? Let's break it down into five key takeaways. First off, find your sanctuary. It doesn't have to be some fancy meditation cave, though if you have one, go for it. It could be a quiet corner in your home, a favorite park bench, even just a few minutes of solitude before bed. The point is to create a space where you feel comfortable, relaxed, and free from distractions. Think about what makes you feel calm and centered. Maybe it's the smell of lavender, the sound of rain, or simply the absence of screens. Next up, ditch the judgment. This is key, folks. Introspection isn't about beating yourself up or analyzing every flaw. It's about being kind to yourself, acknowledging your thoughts and feelings without labeling them as good or bad. Remember, even those messy, uncomfortable emotions deserve a space at the table. Third, ask the tough questions. Don't shy away from those deep-seated beliefs and assumptions. What drives you? What are your fears? What are your values? Getting real with yourself about these things can be liberating and ultimately lead to greater self-understanding. You know that feeling when you finally articulate something you've been struggling to express? That's the power of introspection. Fourth, practice active listening. Not just to the world around you, but also to your inner voice. Pay attention to those gut feelings, those intuitive nudges, they often hold valuable wisdom. Journaling can be a powerful tool here. Just let your thoughts flow freely onto the page without editing or censoring yourself. And finally, make it a habit. Consistency is key when it comes to building any skill, including introspection. Even 5 minutes a day can make a world of difference. Start by incorporating these practices into your routine, maybe during your morning coffee break, before bed, or even on your lunch walk. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're feeling overwhelmed at work. Deadlines are looming, emails are piling up, and everyone seems to be rushing around like headless chickens. But instead of getting swept away by the chaos, you take a moment to step back. You find your sanctuary, maybe it's your cozy reading nook with a cup of tea, and allow yourself a few minutes of quiet reflection. You breathe deeply, acknowledging the stress without letting it consume you. You ask yourself, what is truly important right now? What can I control? And through this introspection, you gain clarity and perspective. Suddenly, the tasks seem less daunting, and you feel empowered to tackle them with a renewed sense of focus and calmness. D. That's the magic of creating a safe space for self-reflection. It's like having your own personal superpower, a tool to navigate life's ups and downs with grace, resilience, and inner peace. So, my friends, take it from me. Make time for introspection. Listen to that inner voice, honor those quiet moments of reflection, and watch as you unlock a deeper understanding of yourself and the world around you. Remember, this isn't about being perfect, it's about progress, one mindful step at a time. And hey, let's keep the conversation going. Share your thoughts, your experiences, your insights on social media, in the comments section, wherever feels right. I want to hear from you. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.